Quality Radio coming up. Right now, I'm welcoming into the program Senator Drew McEwen, state senator from Washington State, former congressional candidate, and Washington State Deputy Senate Minority Leader. He's the founder at Falcon Financial. Senator McEwen, thanks for joining in.
Thanks for having me, Stacey. My pleasure.
It's good to have you here. So you have some updates on taxes in the state of Washington. Tell us more.
Well, it is crazy, you know, in some uncertain economic times here and being behind enemy lines here, I can tell you that it's getting even harder in this state. Senate Democrats and House Democrats, and for those that don't know, Democrats controlled the state of Washington essentially for over 30 years. We haven't had a governor since the early to mid 80s on the Republican side. So when they talk about problems, it's all their own. But, you know, in light of everything going on in the world today, they came into the session with record revenues, but their spending programs are so much that their spending can't keep up with record revenues. And so they're claiming that there's a deficit. Well, it's not a deficit. It's an overspend. And they came into this and said, we've got to raise taxes. And so they've dropped a number of proposals that increase business taxes in our state. In some cases, up to 20%, and they make some companies have to prepay their taxes next year. Our calendar, our fiscal year goes through June 30th, and taxes that would be due in July, they're having certain businesses prepay them in June so they can book them into the current fiscal year to help balance the budget. They're increasing the capital gains tax by 3%. They're jacking up the estate tax in our state by 35%. And then they're allowing for property taxes to potentially triple at the local level, in addition to raising them at the state level. And all of this is under the guise of they claim that the Washington State tax code is too regressive. So they do the very things that are going to further hurt working Washingtonians. And that's the biggest one there is increasing the property tax. And then, you know, we can go through a litany of fees that they're proposing to increase as well. But they're just demonstrating how out of touch they are with reality and with proper budgeting. It's been crazy.
So what's the answer here for the residents of Washington State? Because I would be completely upset if I was forced as a business to prepay a tax that I didn't owe until another quarter. How are they enforcing on that?
Well, that'll be interesting. In classic fashion, you know, they had a number of proposals early on in the session. We adjourned in 10 days, and they rolled out these formal proposals yesterday. So there has not been a lot of time to vet these. There is a lot of people up in arms. But I'll tell you what, we have some of the largest businesses in the world right here in the state of Washington, Amazon, Microsoft, Boeing, et cetera. And at the end of the day, you know, they have supported some of these individuals. And now they're finding out what that's going to cost them. So it's going to be interesting how this plays out. They've supported individuals that are now writing a budget that is going to be, quite frankly, harmful to some of our largest employers, but also very harmful to our mom and pops. And I don't have the answers on how some of these things are going to be enforced. And I don't think they do either. When these were heard in committee yesterday, some of those questions were asked, and it was it was a dumbfound look of we're not sure. It's quite cynical viewpoint of what's going on in the Washington State Legislature today. And our governor Ferguson, who newly elected, took office in January. You know, he came in. I had high hopes after his inaugural speech. I mean, he's a liberal Democrat, no question about it. But he came into it with the approach that we've got to get back to responsible fiscal budgeting. And I was encouraged by that. And he's held that most of the session and had rejected a lot of tax increase proposals. But then today he issued a statement that starting to pivot, and he's blaming Trump, saying that the economic uncertainty caused by Trump is going to require us to look at other revenue sources. So I was a little discouraged by that statement today.
Mm. Well, I mean, I don't blame the feeling of discouragement, but I have to say it's going to be interesting to see what the large corporations you named off, what will they do in response to people that they helped to support and bring in, actually forcing them to pay taxes early and burdening them with the responsibility of a budget that's completely out of whack.
It will be. And, you know, I mean, you're not going to see a dramatic change overnight, but, you know, over the years, I mean, Boeing has opened new plants in other states. South Carolina comes to mind. You know, the tech industry that, you know, can move a little bit easier than the manufacturing industry. But, you know, you look at other states that are doing the exact opposite and asking for businesses to come. We're doing everything there. Well, I should say us, the Senate and House Democrats in the state of Washington are doing everything they can to drive people and businesses out. And, you know, you have Mississippi looking at, you know, going to a zero income tax. You have the state of Florida studying how do we get rid of a property tax. And in this state, Washington State Democrats say, hold my microbrew and watch this. We're going to raise taxes. And you got to wonder what is going on in boardrooms. But again, I hear from constituents all the time, you know, mom and pops are struggling to get by. They're saying, you know what, I've had enough. I'm going to look at other options. I'm going to look at Texas. I'm going to look at Idaho where I will be welcomed and can, you know, grow my business and provide for my family. That's the reality that's coming down the pipeline.
Well, the most important thing is how Americans can feed their families and provide for their families. And I think there's a way to get about it. And then there's kind of this, which it's unsustainable. A high tax state means businesses eventually leave. And I know that Amazon avoided building their H2 in Washington state. They decided to move it elsewhere. Yep. Because of some of the things that were going on there. Has there been any other reduction in business? Do you have any other businesses that headquarters have moved?
Well, there's, you know, again, it's not something where you see like somebody up and move overnight. But it's the gradual shift that happens, right? And again, I mean, Boeing's a classic example. They have gradually shifted more and more of their production to other factories that they've built in other states. You know, in a classic example, the city of Seattle instituted a head tax, which is essentially it's a payroll tax on what they consider highly compensated people, anybody making more than $175,000. When they did that, companies like Amazon vacated their Seattle headquarters and moved 5 miles across the lake, across Lake Washington, to the city of Bellevue to avoid that tax. So, you know, it does drive behavior, and I think we're going to see that, you know, more and more occurring. Another classic example, Fisher Investments. Ken Fisher actually moved his company here from California because of the regressive environment in the state of California, moves here because we don't have an income tax. And then we've turned around, the state of Washington has, and just increased business taxes left and right. And Ken Fisher left. So, I mean, there are things that happen. Again, they don't necessarily happen overnight, but you look back and it's kind of like going balding. You're not sure when it started, but you know when you're there. And I think we're starting to see that in this state.
That's a great analogy. It is true. You end up with looking and you're thinking something's wrong.
So.
Well, you're not alone. Nope. There's a lot of really great men who do great things in this country who happen to be bald. My husband is one of them. So yeah, I think so. The key here is to stop it before it goes too far. Anything else you'd like us to know about this? And especially for listeners who are in your state, Washington State, what should they do?
Well, I'll tell you that Washington State Senate Republicans and House Republicans were fighting hard on this. We're making our arguments, and we are gearing up to fight hard. And I'd say, you know, just hang with us. I'm not abandoning the state. I'm in this fight. I'm going to continue it. And I hope that people will and that they'll speak.
I can co-sign that 110%. And we're really glad that you had time to speak with us this evening. Have a great weekend, and especially we wanted to wish you happy Easter. Senator McEwen, thank you for your time.
Thank you, Stacey, and happy Easter to you as well.
All right. Good to talk to you tonight, sir.